Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit with your host, Matthew James. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew James.
Welcome to Conversations with Spirit. I am your host, Matthew James. You are listening to Mike Spirit FM. I'm a little bit tired, but I'm going to be okay. It's 7:04 in the morning here in Canberra in Australia. And I know my guest. It's probably about 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the evening over there. It's going to be the same old show. Just ignore my yawns. If I've got some yawns in the background, it's just because I am a little bit tired because I've been doing a weekend workshop and live show over in Brisbane, up in Brisbane here in Australia. We sort of got in early yesterday morning, and it's just been a long few days. But I will be fine. I'm not making any excuses. I'm not having a moan. It's just my dulcet tones. I've got to start the radio show off with something. We've got a fantastic guest on this evening. It's It's a lady who is from my neck of the woods. She's from the Blackpool area of the UK. I know she's a brilliant medium. Many people will recognise her from Psychic TV in the UK. And I will be introducing her very, very shortly. Now, Chris, the wife, is going to be writing somewhere. I keep going very often. It's just something that I do, and I know she'll be writing down in the forum very shortly, very, but I apologize. Now, I'm going to do my little bit of spiel first, and then I'm going to bring Katie in, because our guest today is Katie Keeley, like I say, from Blackpool. But my spiel, and I am feeling very tired, and I've said it again, but hey, who cares? It's my show, I can say what I want. But my webpage is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. You can find everything out about me on there if you haven't heard of me. I've got my readings page. I do Skype readings, phone readings, video readings, one-to-one readings. I've also got a specific page on there for the radio show, for Conversations with Spirit. On there, we've got all the archived shows. Plus, I do all the forthcomings to let everybody know who's coming on next. There is also a forum, a comments space on there that I encourage everybody to put their comments, their suggestions, as well as the thing that I'm trying to get organized for the show, which is what's called the listeners song. I'm trying to get suggestions from people to suggest a song on the radio show. So it's not just me that is choosing the songs each week. There is a certain genre of song that I am looking for, and it's like a rock song, a rock ballad. It's like a Fleetwood Mac, or it's a Heart, or it's just something that isn't too loud for people's ears. We don't want a really loud, like a Metallica song on. We don't want anything really loud like that, because it really doesn't go with the tone of Conversations with Spirit. So anybody got any suggestions, please go over to the webpage, go over to Conversations with Spirit, and find a little space and just give me a suggestion. Now, we're going to be doing or trialing again the phone in. We've got phone in reading anyway, silly me. We will be doing live calls this evening, as per usual, probably round about 20 minutes into the show, we'll probably be taking the first call. But we have been trialing over the last few weeks the email questions, where if you have a question, please put it through onto matthewjamesmedium@gmail.com. That's my email address. We will endeavor to cover some of the questions, but what we need this specific week is your name, your date of birth, and your question, so we can try and get something through to you. There's no guarantees, because we always have a very, very, very busy show each week. Now, I've got to say a little bit of an apology to somebody. The winner of our random free reading last week, Susie, who I know is basically in the chat room. I haven't got back to you yet, Susie. I've not done your question. I've been a real naughty boy. I've not done it yet. I promised you a free reading. I've not done it yet. But like I've just put in the chat room, I will be doing it for you today. So that's a promise. I will get it done today. And I know the wife will make sure that I do. Now, without further ado, Katie, are you there? I'm going to bring you in, Katie. How are you?
Good evening or good morning, wherever you are.
It's snowing in Blackpool, isn't it? I believe you said.
Yeah, we've just got a few flurries. I did ask my neighbour if she wanted to do a snow angel, but there was too much tarmac showing on the forecourt, so she wasn't game for it.
I've not been in Blackpool for years, and I've certainly not been in Blackpool when it's snowing. It's an experience in itself, because it's just, I know, No, and it goes all slushy very quickly.
Yeah. I have to tell you that we have a new seafront, and it's absolutely amazing. It's like being abroad.
Wow. Do you mean to say the Blackpool Council spent some money at last?
Yeah. It's absolutely beautiful. I cannot get over how gorgeous it is. And the tower now is all different coloured lights. And they put, for Valentine's Day, it was all lit up in red with a big pink heart on it. Yeah, it's lovely. I love living here. It's fun. People are nice and they're friendly.
We say that about Canberra, Katie. We say that about over here.
Yeah. I'm sure you say it much better over there as well.
Well, we've been, I mean, make
not
you jealous
Grump.
At all.
Yeah, Grump.
it's been about nearly 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, you see, I'm pure Blackpool.
Weeks.
I couldn't cope in that. I would fry. I can't even cope working in London in the summer. I fry. Now, Blackpool's, it's never too hot and it's never too cold. It's a little bit rainy, but I prefer it like
bit,
that.
A little bit rainy. 364 days of the year, usually.
I'm trying to sell it here.
I know that. I'm just being facetious. But the irony is everybody associates Brisbane here in Australia with being hot, humid, blue skies, absolutely fantastic weather. Well, Canberra's had Brisbane's weather this year.
Wow.
And Brisbane has had Canberra's weather. So I went to Brisbane over the weekend and I did a live show with our last week's guest, Lisa, and I did a Mechanics of Mediumship workshop. Everybody was complaining about the rain.
Oh, they know nothing.
And that's what exactly.
I bet that's what you said. You know nothing. I've been swept off my feet on Blackpool Prom before now.
Oh yeah, that spray. You never forget it. I know. Many years walking along that prom. Yeah. Do you want to let everybody know a little bit about Katie Keeley, and do you want to give everybody your website so they can check you out?
Okay. Well, my name is Katie Keeley. There's no stage name. What you see is what you get. I'm very friendly, very open, very honest, very spiritual, very down to earth. I've got 3 children, 2 dogs, a cat, some fish. And I live in Blackpool, which I absolutely adore, as you probably know by now. I'm third generation, at least, natural psychic. I'm a healer first. First saw spirit because they used to sit on my bed, and I've never been taught by anybody. I only ever know that spirit teach me as I'm going along. If I'm doing something and they want to take me down a different avenue, then that's where I go. I usually link into people by way of their date of birth, and then I look at the date of birth by the way of numerology, which is reducing to one number, and that comes from as far back as the 6th century. It's even in the pyramids. And I look at the date of birth. I look to see where they've come from, to their childhood, where they are now, where they're going. I am known as a psychic detective because a lot of people use me to have a look at what other people are thinking of them. So it may be in a relationship. It may be that they've met somebody. They may think their partner's cheating. My aim is always to try and keep a relationship together. But I am the detective. I will find out. And I love my job. But I am very honest. And sometimes, you know, you have to give tough love readings for them to be able to transform and move on. I do psychic parties. I do one-to-one, Skype all over the world. I read for a lot of celebrities. Because at the end of the day, and it always has been that way, even as a child, a celebrity to me is no different than anybody else. I'm not fazed at all. And I give you, for instance, I did read for Roald Dahl, the author, his daughter, Tessa. And I said to her, I'm really sorry, Tessa, but I didn't read any of your dad's books. And I only watched one of his films. Now, he didn't even make any films. That just shows you, you know, how childlike quality I am. And that I'm not fazed by anybody. And to me, she was just Tessa. She wasn't, didn't belong to anybody. She was just Tessa. I do enjoy doing the celebrity readings. I like, because I like getting to the bottom of them. I like to get behind what they are trying to portray, because what they're trying to portray sometimes is actually stopping them from spiritually growing. And it's nice to show them another side of themselves which needs to transform. I do do a lot of looking for pets, looking for people. I thoroughly enjoy my job. I live and breathe my job. I'm a healer first. I was a monk, an Italian monk in a previous life. I do have Indian guides. They come in and take me up to a certain level, teach me, and then they will go out and another one will come in. I only ever see them as they come in, their face, and then see them as they go out, and I wish them all the best. As I say, I've never been taught. I did join a circle, and the first week we all introduced ourselves. And I was always told by spirit that I would go on television because I could reach the masses to empower them. But it was never on television then. And I remember joining Pat Haywood's circle.
Oh, Pat, our friend Pat, yeah. Pat, yeah. Funny enough, Katie, Pat predicted me and Chris, the wife.
Yeah, there you see. Now, she actually opened the circle. She'd actually retired when I was sent to her, and she said, "You've been sent to me, and I've got to open up the circle." So she wasn't best pleased. And the first week, we all introduced ourselves, and everybody was saying, "Where are you taking your gift?" And it was, "Well, I'm doing what, going to do one-to-one. I'm going to do platform." And it got to me, and I said, "Well, I'm going to do television," which went down really well. It was like, "Well, who do you think you are?" And the next week, Pat said, "I'm going to be doing the guided meditation," which, of course, as you know, we do every time before we start work. And she said, "Katie will teach you." So I've never been taught, only ever the teacher. And spirit teach me as I'm going along. So I never, ever stop learning. And I've just recently been given this past year, they give me premonitions of volcanoes and earthquakes. Of which I pass on to a girl, and then she tells me when they've come true. I enjoy doing things like that. I just wish that I could forewarn people, of the actual date. That would actually help spirit.
What's your website, Katie?
My website is keelypsychic.co.uk.
Excellent. Now, you're going to be okay doing some live readings for a while, and we're going to bring some callers in. Obviously, I'll pass you over to them, and obviously they'll give you your date, their date of birth, and obviously you can then let everybody see the style of work that you do, because that is one part of the reading. But there's one interesting thing on your website that you've not mentioned, and I think you know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, well, it is very, very important this year. 2013 is the year of the home, the house, the family, relationships, commitment, engagement, marriage, babies. That's the type of year. It's a very practical year this year. And
no,
so
what about I'm in the red knickers, Kate?
Well,
the red
where
knickers.
It comes in, because it's all to do with empowerment. And this is Pat did this to me. In guided meditation, I was given two colours red, and Pat said to me, "Well, just be careful, because you may be a little bit assertive. The base chakra, the energy centre, is red, and when you put red on top of red, you may be a little assertive, but as you've had two, you may be a little bit aggressive. So just be careful." And you only saw Pat once a week, and you didn't bother in between time because she was very busy. What she didn't tell me was that it would wake me up sexually, because I'd been married for 28 and a half years. And for me to let down any barriers and to let somebody in, one of spirit's little tricks is to waken you up sexually. So I was trying to get my dog, my massive retriever, into the car because he was disabled. And I looked round and I saw this guy who I was teaching aquarobics at the time. And he was pulled up in his car and he was laughing at me. And that split second that I saw him, spirit put that face in my memory. And I never slept for a week. I was feeling horny 24 hours a day. I didn't get to sleep till 4:30 in the morning. I had three children, two dogs. I also was teaching aqua 15 classes a week. And not being able to sleep was absolutely killing me. And I just thought of this man all day. I couldn't stop the feelings. I knew it wasn't earthly, but I couldn't stop it. So I, in the end, because I've never been taught, don't know anything else, I just said, you know, if I go and tell this guy everything, will you please let me sleep? I'm desperate for sleep. So I went into work, and this guy was an ex-chief inspector. He was 6'5", and he was 18 and a half stone. Now, at that time, I was probably 9 stone wet and 5'2". So I went into the gym and I said, could I have a word with you, please? And I was really angry because I wanted to sleep. And I said, I said, tonight when you go to sleep, and I pointed to his base chakra, I said, I hope that you can sleep. Of which he roared with laughter, and the bloke behind him said, I'll say it in a different way, but he said, lucky devil. And because, you know, I was in those days quite a catch. But I just wanted to sleep. So I went home and I thought, well, that's it. Now I'll get to sleep. And the next day I went into class. 4:30 again, I got to sleep, and oh, I was fuming. And in he walks, this guy, and just imagine him towering, a policeman, 6'5", walking in with authority. And I'd never really noticed him before. And I looked at him and I went, 4:30. And he just started laughing. What I didn't know was this guy had been subliminally sending me messages in the pool. He never actually used to use the pool, he only ever used the gym. But he was using the pool because he wanted to get to know me. But I had these barriers up. And so Spirit, in their own inimitable fashion, thought, OK, well, let's make her feel horny. That'll let him in. And that's how it started. That's how the red knickers started. And a few years ago, I do bang on about this because a lot of women out there, if they've been abused, if they've been badly treated, emotionally, physically harmed, then what happens is when they go out with their eyes, as I did, is that, you know, oh, he's nice. But actually what comes out in our energy, and every living thing has an energy, is back off, I've been hurt. So Spirit's way, and this is happening so much at the moment because we are in this year, people are saying to me, I've met this guy and the chemistry is amazing. And I have to turn around and say, well, I'm really sorry, but this will fizzle out. But he's been brought in to open you up sexually so that you'll allow somebody that they're going to bring in into your life. And that's basically what the red knickers is. And they were selling out all over Scotland particularly. People were buying 6 pairs. Making templates.
Well, I know, I remember. I'm remembering it from because a mutual friend of ours, Gary, you remember Gary? He was harping on about Katie and her red knickers on emails and on Skype, and at the time it was absolutely hilarious. And I had to bring it up because I know he was one guy who really needed his version of it. And he came over and he stayed with us, and do you know what colour his underwear was? Yeah.
But, you know, men, and the thing about red is if you wear it on the bottom half, is it draws the blood to that area. So anybody having erectile problems, it's very good for men if they wear red boxer shorts. And I actually do know of a guy that cut up a really expensive T-shirt because it was red and put it in his pocket because he couldn't get rid of pants. That's how people were.
I know. The valid point is I totally agree with you. There is a lot of people, I actually call it the battered wife syndrome, and it doesn't just apply to people who are in violent relationships, but so many people get into these energy patterns. Why is my life not changing? Why is my life not changing? And it's all about the energy that they're actually putting out, and it's all about trying to change that energy pattern. I totally agree with you.
Absolutely amazing. And I have to say that I did end up going out with that guy, and it was absolutely amazing. So the red knickers work for me, hey ho, and they've worked for so many people. So anybody wanting to try for a baby this year, it's a really good time to try for a baby. If you don't want a baby, then double wrap the package this year.
Good one, Katie. Now, just on that note, what I'm going to do is we'll bring a music break in, and then we'll take some live calls, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's great.
So, Ken, can we have the first song, please? day, that was Bon Jovi. It's a song that I'm actually going to say is the first listener's choice, because I did put it out on my public page on Facebook, MJ Medium, for some suggestions about songs, and that was actually suggested weeks and weeks ago. And since we didn't have a listener's choice song this week, I thought I'd put that one on. Katie, can you let everybody know what your website is again, please?
Yeah, it's katiekeelypsychic.co.uk.
Excellent. And everybody can find out about the red knickers and everything on there, can't they?
They certainly can, yeah.
Okay, what we will do, we will do our first caller. So, Donna, are you there, please?
Hello.
Hello, Donna. Hi, Donna. Hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Santa Barbara, California.
And what's the weather like today, Donna, for you? I know we've got snow in Blackpool.
It's delightful. It's in the high 70s.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's very nice.
What is your question, please? I'm going to hand you over to Katie. Katie can actually start this reading if Katie's fine. What's your question, please, Donna?
Yeah, I have an elderly friend back east. He's in his 80s. He's been my friend for like 20 years. And he said now that he would like to move to Santa Barbara and buy a home, and that he would leave me the home. And then he was hoping that I would meet a partner and that he could come live with my partner and I, you know, toward the end of his life. And so I wanted to know if you saw any of this happening.
Well, I certainly feel, Lovie, that he's telling the truth. I certainly feel as though he wants to, it's almost as though he wants to go within himself. He wants to have time on his own. He wants to move back to an area. He's very fond of you, but I feel as though he is telling the truth. And he wants somebody for you. He wants you to be in a deeply committed relationship. What's your date of birth, Lovie?
April 22nd, 1954.
It's deja vu, because I know I've had this question before, just based on another radio show a couple of years back. Right, let's have a look at you. We've got 8, 10, 14, 18, 19, 20. So you're a number 2. So you need to be in a relationship. You are actually in a period of time at the moment of, I'm going to do it from your birthday. So you are in a period of time now of aiming as high as you possibly can. The higher you aim this year in anything, the more you're going to get. The less you aim for, the less you're going to get. Do I feel as though you try and keep yourself busy at the moment, or are you busy meeting yourself coming back? Because I feel as though that's an obstruction around you. Can you take that?
Well, I'm not really busy. I'm not. I don't work, so I've taken beach walks. I just decluttered my whole apartment. My sister's living here with me now, and I'm going on a diet program. And, you know, I pretty much just take it easy. Low stress.
Right. Okay. I want to say for you then, we need to be aiming a lot higher for you at the moment. Just think of the situation around you at the moment. Think of meeting somebody new, because he is telling the truth, honey. Think of meeting somebody new and say stop.
Think of meeting someone new and what?
And just say stop to me, because I'm shuffling some cards.
Oh, okay. Stop.
Okay. Right. From your birthday onwards, so from April, the end of April onwards to the end of the year, really is your time to be meeting somebody. But I get the feeling that I've got you pulling back. And I want to say back to the drawing board. So there's something that's not quite right with you in how you feel about yourself at the moment. And I feel as though I've got you pulling back. Now, I do feel as though you've been, there's sleepless nights here or a worry around you before you've been going to sleep at night to do with a male in the past. Can you take that?
Yeah, but I'm pretty much over that. That was seven years ago. Yeah.
Okay, but I want to say it's been showing, it's either been in a dream or you've been thinking about this person before you've been going to bed, okay? Because it's showing, it's the first thing that's showing up in your reading. For you to forgive the past is a must, because they're giving me the tower around it. So for you to transform, it is letting go and forgiving the past. I do feel as though you have barriers up. Exactly what we were talking about with the red knickers, in that if a bloke was to come towards you or a man was to come towards you at the moment, you unknowingly would be actually pushing them away with your energy. And I do feel that at the moment, they want you to move because they're showing me stars, which is your hopes, your wish, your dreams come true. They want for you to have somebody at the moment that is going to give you that lift and that buzz, not necessarily a full-blown relationship at the moment. It is showing there's been two relationships in your life. One would have been older than the other or younger than the other that have been paramount in your life. Can you take that?
Yes, I've had two that were paramount in my life, yeah.
Okay. I want to say to you that you desperately want the home, the house, the family, and everything that goes with it. But actually, you're frightened of actually living with somebody and having a relationship because of, in some way, shape, or form, what you've gone through. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So it's you that's got barriers up. I'm going to do some work on you afterwards in my time, not in your time, because I'm going to try and unblock that chakra for you because it's blocked, because you're giving out the wrong signals. They are saying there is a man out there for you. This man will have either come out of a relationship or been recently divorced. So if somebody comes towards you, and it's a really nice guy this, if somebody comes towards you and they say they're separated and that they're going to get divorced, they're telling the truth. I don't really see anything until after the April time. Have you been thinking of taking a holiday?
I have been thinking of maybe flying back east to Boston for a little holiday as
okay.
the weather gets better.
Right. Okay. Because I've got choices and decisions around that area within the next, this is either 7 days or 7 weeks. Because I feel as though you're still in a bit of reflective time. I have to say that the gentleman who was quite money orientated, he would have been very practical, very down to earth, a bit close with his emotions, I have to say. And he may have even suffered with depression or been very low in his moods. I have to say that that relationship was meant to end. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I also want to say that we've got a challenge around the trust area with you. But I have to say, the one that I've got coming in for you, the hard work will be you. And it will be that you don't press the self-destruct button. Because I do feel as though with you, particularly this year, one of your biggest lessons is actually pressing the self-destruct button. There are certain people that need to be in relationships, that need to be around people. You are one of those people, and you are generally quite a happy-go-lucky person, very sunny-natured. But the problem in the relationship, if any, will be you in comparing them to the past. Whoever this guy is completely different. And I want to say he looks... he looks really... how can I say this? His base chakra is on fire. Okay, but completely different than who you've been out with before. And I have to say, the guy that I was just talking about before, I want to say to you that this guy, things haven't been right in that relationship for a while. No matter how it ended, it was meant to end, to get you to go on a different path. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, there was drinking involved and I couldn't handle it.
Okay, right. Well, this guy that's coming in, he was also quite moody. Can you take that?
Yes.
Right. Okay. And quite short-tempered. That's it. I've had enough. I didn't do confrontation.
No, he would just give me the silent treatment. I wouldn't know what it was all about.
Okay. You are very intuitive yourself. And
yes.
I do feel part of the problem with you is either keeping yourself busy to stop yourself getting lonely, or like I said, you are busy. So I feel as though it's keeping yourself busy to stop yourself getting lonely. But I need you to get out there. This guy isn't going to come knocking on the door. I do feel the gentleman you're talking about is telling the truth that he wants a relationship for you, but you are actually the person that's stopping this relationship coming in. The gentleman that's coming in won't cheat on you. So
good.
you need to be able to trust, because this person's being sent to you. But we need to, in some way, shape, or form, and I'll help you when I get off the air, we need to get that barrier down. So my thing for you would be to either eat red fruit, light a red candle, or if you can, wear red knickers. And I'm going to do some work on you later. So there is a man out there for you. It's actually you, unbeknown to yourself, that's stopping them coming through.
Yeah, I could see how that would be.
Does that make sense? The validations that I've just given you, because I don't know you, I've never met you.
The validations
that I've given you, the gentleman that needs to be let go of is the gentleman who is very, it would have been a very traditional type gentleman. And what they are showing here is they're giving me stars around this. And today is, here we've got the new moon, and it is the Pisces new moon. I would say to you that just ask for what you want at the moment. You know, go out there, go out in the moon when the moon's out, wherever you are, and ask for what you want. But I do feel as though it's you that's holding yourself back. They want you to meet somebody, not a relationship at the moment. I feel as though towards the end of the year is a better time for you, but they want you to have some fun.
Yes.
And you're not having that fun. And you're pressing the self-destruct button. I want you to go out without the thought of it going into anything other than just friendship. And, you know, stand at a bar and start talking to somebody as though you were stood in a queue and there's no threat of a relationship. Because it's that threat of a relationship that actually you're frightened of.
Yeah.
Out there.
Sorry, I'm cutting in there, Katie. It's just that I'm shaking my head in so much agreement here, Donna, because first of all, just before I continue, you've lost your father, haven't you? Because there is a strong father presence in spirit here.
Yes, he left last May.
Right. It's to me, his condition is poor. I'm feeling I'm down in sort of the bowel or the liver area because there's a lot of pressure down there. Now, I don't know if that's what took him over, but I'm certainly being pointed to that area. But the interesting thing is as he moved close and Katie was given this information, I'm getting a big nod from this guy that you really need a good friendship. By the time you get round to this friendship, it's going to be June, July, August. I've got that sort of period. So there's another confirmation with what Katie was saying. There's clearly going to be some sort of property move or some sort of property transfer this year. That's another thing that was being indicated to me. And it's all about having a good sense of humour. All about letting that natural empathy and that natural state of affection that you have for people coming out, instead of being a little bit rigid and caught up in yourself and a little bit behind a stone wall, it's all about taking that bit of risk this year, because this year could be the year. That's the actual way that's actually being said to me, Donna. That's the really important thing here. It's about having fun this year. I understand this with your elderly friend is a very, very, very good idea, but what is being said very, very strongly is it sounds great on paper, it's how it can be organized.
Oh, no, I'm a very take-charge type person. I think I could get him out here, find him a place to live and everything. Because it's a win-win situation.
It's the timing, because I'm getting six-month increments here. I'm getting not a lot before June, but a lot happening between June and the end of the year. And then we've got, from the end of the year to next June, that there are key elements in those 3 6-month periods. There's a friendship going on before this guy gets his property. Then there's the property. Then there's all the kerfuffle with you moving. And then there's this friendship going into its next phase. There are all these things being emphasized by your father figure here. Now, what I'm going to say, Donna, because we're going to have to draw a close to your reading because we are busy this evening on the phone line, is you can get a copy of this, of your reading, if you wait for the end of the show, and you can get it from the archives. And this basically is out there for anybody else who is going to be taking a call tonight. You can get a copy of your reading from the archives of the show. So Donna, I'm going to say thank you very, very much for calling in. Thank you, Katie, for giving her the first part of the reading. And I hope it made sense to you, Donna.
Yes, very much. Thank you, Katie, and thank you, Matthew.
My pleasure.
It's a pleasure. Okay, Carla is our next caller. Carla, where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Florida.
And how are you today?
I am great, and you?
I'm not too bad. I mean, it's quarter to eight in the morning here in Canberra. I'm not doing too bad. What's your question, please, Carla?
I was wondering what you see in general coming up for me in the near future.
Okay. Do you want me to go first, Matthew, or do you want to go first?
What I'll just do is I just got a connection that I just want to give to Carla, and then we'll see. I'll see how it goes because I'm not 100% certain. I might still be with the last person, but Carla, did your grandmother please have like a thyroid or a really bad throat situation towards the end of her life? Because my voice is breaking down here.
I don't think so.
Right. Katie, can you start the reading for me and I'll break this connection and I'll make a connection for Carla. Thanks, Katie.
Okay. Right, Carla, it's lovely to speak to you. What I want from you is your date of birth.
2865.
Okay, let's have a look where you are. What I'm going to actually do is I'm going to put your date of birth in a grid to see what we need to work on this year and where you're going this year. Now, as I look at your date of birth, we've got 10/22. So you should be very psychic and intuitive yourself. Have you been told that before?
Yes, I do it professionally.
All right. Well, then you should know at the moment that you are in a year of endings. It's a feng shui year, so it's getting rid of things that aren't working for you. I do feel, as you were talking to Matthew there, I was picking up there that big changes coming in for you, but they're showing me a globe here. So are you thinking of traveling with your work this year?
That's what I my guides have been telling me and others have been telling me, that I'll be start traveling. Not locally, but traveling. And that's fine with me, just up and leaving. That's no problem.
Yeah. Particularly in the month of August, I want to say with you, but I do feel as though there's a situation with yourself of you looking, reflecting on the past. Now, they're showing me a baby here, so I'm not sure if this is reflecting on the past or of a wanting to have children or maybe of lost a child. Can you take that?
My daughter is going to have a baby in June.
Ah, right. Okay. Then I want to say this baby that's being born in June, as you probably are well aware of, is going to be an indigo child and will make a wonderful mother or father, should I say. I'll not give the game. A mother or father herself. Okay.
Okay.
Very spiritual child. Now, let's see where you are. Right. I do feel as though, although that you like to attain a certain amount of perfectionism, you can manage people, but I do feel here that I do feel as though one minute you can be okay and then the next minute your mood will drop and you're not quite sure why you're feeling like you are. Does that make sense?
Meaning,
does your
what
mood
do you mean
drop?
That not really. If I spot somebody out or spot their energy where, you know, it might not be for my highest good, I'd probably back away. Does that make sense?
No. What I'm trying to say is that your mood can be okay one minute, you're happy and bright, and then all of a sudden it can change and you'll drop and you'll feel low for no reason. You don't know why you're feeling low.
Not really, no. No, around people, no.
Not around people, yourself.
No. I mean, for
Food
myself,
swings,
no. I usually kind of stay at the same mood.
Okay. Right. Now, think of your life in general around you at the moment and give me the first color that comes to your mind now.
Teal.
Okay. Think of your life in general at the moment and give me another color.
Pink.
Okay. Think of your life in general and give me a number 1 to 5.
One.
One. Okay. So there's a situation around you at the moment where I feel as though it's almost like looking in a mirror and asking what you actually want at the minute, because as I'm looking at the pictures that I've got in front of me, what they're showing me is they're showing me the glow, but they're showing me you looking back, then they're showing me you looking forwards with a child, and then they're showing me a mirror as if to say, what is it you actually want at the moment? Think of your life in general and say stop to me.
Okay. Stop.
Okay. Right. Who's male and moody around you at the moment? Who seems to be stressed male around you?
Besides my cats, nobody. Nobody,
right.
Really. I don't think, no. There is,
okay.
There's actually no male around me.
Right, okay. I want you to watch in your working area. If you're not with a male and you don't have a son, then I want you to watch in your working area for somebody who is really stressed at the moment.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Right, again, they're showing me the globe. So this is twice I'm being shown this. I do feel as though I've got a little bit of repressed anger or repressed feelings towards a male in the past. Can you take that?
I would think that I've been actually been releasing a lot, doing inner healing work and releasing my past a lot. So the reflection that you're getting is,
yeah,
the memories coming up and me releasing them out, because I've been doing a lot of healing work on myself.
Okay.
And recently was past, because thank God of Mercury retrograde, you run in from people in your past and actually almost headbutted somebody from my past, turn around, and then they were there. And that was a male, maybe.
Would this have been a gentleman?
Well, I would call him a male.
Right, okay.
Not a gentleman.
Right. Would this male, when you knew him, would this gentleman have been somebody who was moody or a stress, somebody who was quite stressed?
I guess they could, it would be maybe more moody, very much,
yeah,
in the metaphysical world, and what you, I don't know if you guys over there call it energy stealers and that. And, you know, they,
yeah,
take people, definitely, very much a manipulator and a shapeshifter. So, I mean,
guys,
and
I
then
was,
all of a sudden he recently moved into my town that I live in, out of the blue.
Yeah. He seems to be a lot calmer than he was.
Uh-huh.
See that, but I'm, as you say, the first thing that came to me was this person who is quite moody and quite stressed. I am being shown, is there something you're wanting to do around your home at the moment, or are you wanting to move home at the moment? Because they're showing me money around the home area.
I want to move, but at the present time, sales are very low and my property value went so far down, 2/3 of what I paid for it. I don't have to sell if I need to leave. You know, I could just pack it up and leave. But, yes, I do want to leave the area.
Okay. What they're saying to me here is they've got money coming in, so I do feel that you will move. Okay. I don't feel until it's after June personally. But I do feel as though I have to say to you, make sure that you look at everything, because they're saying that going into something here wearing rose-colored glasses. So it's possible you're going to find a property that you really like. And then make sure you look at the situation, get the surveys done. I know we have surveys done here to make sure that everything is okay before you sign anything, because I don't want you to come off worse off.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Because that's what happened to this property.
Oh, right.
I had
an
inspector done, and there's so many flaws. It was pathetic.
Oh, Jesus. It is actually showing that you will move. I've got I've got you settled by October, and it is showing there may be a slight difference in the money, so you may lose on one and gain on the other. Does that make sense?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Or you may have to pay that little bit more. And it is showing you being with a man in this other house. So are you with a gentleman at the moment?
No.
Then watch out, there's one coming in, and the gentleman that's coming in has got a really nice, gentle, spiritual energy, okay?
Okay.
But they are saying patience around this area. It's almost like dealing with the past with this gentleman to allow him in. Again, I've got the barriers up with you. And it's almost when you think someone's not going to come in. I do feel that you've come to a natural ending where you are at the moment. If you have to take a loss on your property, then I feel as though you're going to gain it the other end because it's showing a balance coming out.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I meet this man through a new endeavor that I do through work, or
through work, because I am being given a spiritual connection here between you two. But it is almost as though it's not, I don't get until the end of the year, maybe into next year, but it is showing here that I've got a lovely energy. You're a very grounded type energy. If I was to give you, not based on your birth date, but if I was to give you numerologically, I would put you as a Capricorn, very grounded, a very grounded type person. This is a very sensitive type of guy.
Okay.
And he will have lost in his own world. He will have lost in a relationship financially. So I feel as though he's been a family man and he's lost financially in a previous relationship. That's not to say that he's not got any money, but he will have lost. He will tell you that he's lost quite a lot in a previous relationship. So he's been quite badly done to, but he's a very gentle energy, which I feel is what you need to balance you out. Does that make sense?
I feel like I've got you
up spiritually as well. I feel as though, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel as though you've been tested just lately. Does that make sense?
Kind of, where people can't. Yes.
Okay.
Right on. By someone I met that actually has a TV show, and I contacted, and we started talking, and I really had my psychic radar up on that one.
Okay.
Then
I want to say you passed the test and go up another level. I am being shown here a shaking of hands with regard to a new contact here. So there's a new contact coming in within the next, this is either, what are we now, March, April, May. It's either May or it's August time where I go. It could be both. It could be both, where I've got connections coming in to do with the work, taking a risk, and they are saying to take the risk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's new beginning. It's how you come across in the meeting as well. But now they're showing me a car here. So do you like cars? Because they're showing me a really nice Mercedes here.
For me or for the person that's coming in my life?
No, you.
I like cars, but I'm not driving a Mercedes. I'm driving a Toyota.
No, it shows you driving a nice car. So that tells me there's money coming in from these deals. Again,
okay.
I'm being shown money coming into you. But I feel as though where they're showing me you with a car, I mean, it could be they're only showing me a little bit of it, but it looks a bit like either a BMW or a Mercedes. But it's showing you almost posing with it, being very, very happy with it.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay. They're showing me a young girl here as well, very young girl. Do you have a daughter?
I have two of them. The one that is due is 19, and the other one is 26 or 27. God, I can't remember.
Does any of them like cheese?
Does any of them like cheese?
No. Chalk and cheese. You know, what? They're very different from each other.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't know what they like. Yes, total two extremes.
Okay. Again, that's just validation that everything I'm giving you is correct. And I should let Matthew in here. I forget that people share readings.
Thank you so much. And I'm looking at your picture. You are beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, Katie. Just before... It's okay. Just before we continue, Carla, we're going to have to part company very shortly, aren't we? Because I know we mentioned...
She's not coming now. My daughter... She's not coming now.
Okay, we've got a round robin then, because I brought another guest on for the last hour. So it's okay. That's absolutely fine. We can do a bit of a round robin. We can do a little bit of we can do a bit of a forum here, because there's going to be three of us. But Carla, I was keeping on getting you needing to press the refresh button. You still there, Carla?
Yes, I'm listening.
it's taking about the refresh button and just really just rearranging things in your life, in your home, just in your mind. It's all about a refresh button and just readdressing things, because again, a lot of what Katie was getting, I was getting that there's a gentleman from the past who's been a bit of a bad influence. He's the one that's put your barrier up. He's the one that's potentially led you to a bit of a breakdown. He's the one that you've had to overcome. He's the one that you've learned an incredible amount of life's experiences from. And my scenario is that you've literally taken a back seat and been there for everybody else. And now really, and I'm being very, very quick with this, because I do feel like I'm being pushed to tell you to speed things up for yourself.
Uh-huh. I did do, I am in a refresh button mode, because that's what I've been doing, redoing my house, reorganizing everything, reorganizing me, and refreshing myself of who I want to be.
Because this is what I was getting, and I must admit, I've got, I am completely out of breath here now. I've just been sitting in the chair, so I've not been doing any exercise. I'm completely out of breath. I've got a palpitation or a really fast heart at the minute. And I am on your father's side, so I want to actually go with his father. So I've got a grandfather, and all I'm going to basically say is that the words, just to conclude, is that you've been pressing all the right buttons in life without getting the right results. So I'm understanding that it's all suddenly going to start coming together again.
Okay, great. And I think the out of breath and the palpitations would be my father.
It's actually your father. Okay, but he was taking a back seat. I didn't want to say...
Well, he's alive, but that's what he's experiencing.
So this is what I was going to say. Your grandfather, his father has passed, and the grandfather was coming through talking about the palpitations or the heart condition. Do you understand me? Which I can well believe then the message that he's trying to get through to you is, hey, I'm looking after your father for you. That's one less worry or one less concern to have, and you just focus on yourself. That's what I understand the message is.
Oh, and that would make sense, because my sister left out of town. She moved away, 1,500 miles away, and I'm like with my parents. My thought in my head is, logical and being earthbound would be more of, I'm going to have to take, who's going to take care of them? It's only me. But then I keep on getting messages from spirit, don't worry about them. They're taken care of.
No, no worries, Carlo. I'm going to say thank you so much for calling in this evening.
Thank you.
It was lovely talking to you. You can get a copy of your reading from the archives if you wait till the end of the show. You can actually download a copy of this show. So thank you so much, Carla, for your time this evening.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Now we've got another guest, everyone. We've got the founder of Mike Spirit FM on. We've got my really good friend Mike. Mr. Davis, are you there?
I am there, Mr. James. How are you doing?
I'm really, really, really good. Now, it's been a little bit of a... Katie, I understood, was just going to do the first hour, and then I was sort of panic button with Ken. Well, not really panicking. Is there anybody else out there who wants to kind of come in? So instead of panicking, I think we've got three of us. Are we all up for doing a little bit of an open forum type reading scenario? Katie, Mike, are we up for this?
Yep.
Yep.
So what I think we'll do, I think we'll have the next piece of music. I believe it's one of my favourites. It's a ballad by my favourite group, Whitesnake. And we'll then take the next caller. So Ken, can you please bring the next piece of music in?
I was dreaming of the past. Why do good times never last? Help me, Jesus, show the way.
Conversations with Spirit. I'm your host, Matthew James. My special guest this evening is Katie Keeley, all the way from my hometown, Blackpool, in the UK. We also have a surprise special guest. He's the host, the founding host of Mike Spirit FM, my great friend, Mike Davis Medium, the People's Psychic. I think what we're going to do, and I was thinking for the word about the word before, but because I've had so little sleep in the last 48 hours, I forgot it. It's going to be a medium round table, everyone who's about to call in. The idea, I think what we'll do is that when I take a caller, please specify whether you would like me, Matthew James, Katie Keeley, or Mike Davis to start your reading off, and then we'll take turns. I think that's probably going to be the easiest way to do it. So next caller is Corinne. Are you there, please, Corinne?
I am. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
I'm calling from California.
Okay, and your question, please.
Yes, and I'd like Katie to start it off.
Okay.
I am looking for, I've been eagerly looking for a fantastic new career position. I'm just having a problem connecting with it, and I was wondering if you see anything coming up this year for me.
Okay, hon, so look at you. What's your date of birth, love?
Yes, it's July 9, 1956. So I am a middle-aged woman.
Right, okay. 12, 21, 21, and 7 is 28. Right, you are a leader, not a follower. You are actually in a period of time now of transformation. So sometimes this year feels a little bit like a bit of a roller coaster for you. Now, the job that you need to be doing, you are a leader, not a follower. Does that make sense?
Yes,
I read
my
dead one. Oh, wow.
Getting an echo.
Yeah. Okay.
Think of
the situation, say,
stop.
I'm sorry.
Say that again, please.
Think of the situation and say, stop.
I'm so sorry. I didn't understand.
Okay, just think of what's going on around you, and say the word stop.
I can't understand what you're saying.
I feel as though there's a job that's needed for you that is to do with status. I feel as though possibly in the previous job or the one before that I've got status being you're feeling badly done to. Now it is showing stars around you with regard to work, but I feel as though that you've been working around, or there have been men around you where you've previously worked, and the status hasn't been given to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, you are absolutely right. I worked there for 16 years. Absolutely.
Okay, big change is coming. This is the year for transformation for you. Now, what is it that you actually want to do? Because I feel as though I've got you sat here with your head in your hands, and I feel as though you've really been badly treated by the previous people that you've worked for. So what type of job do you do?
My background has been management. Foundation and sales. I've dealt with a lot of people, very customer service oriented, but I also, as you indicated, a leader. I ran a branch operation, so I'm very good at coordinating and dealing with people.
It is showing you are very good at your job, and I do feel that there's a bit of jealousy with what was going on before where you were before. Now, it is showing here that I've got almost as though I want to go hooray, but I still feel as though I've got you looking back to the previous job, possibly somebody who made you, a particular gentleman who made you feel quite, did he say that women should be in the home or something? Was it that type of character in your job?
Yeah. No, it's just that he thought he controlled me. He controlled me as he controlled his ex-wife.
Right.
And I had to get out of there for that reason. He belittled me.
He did, yeah.
He belittled me.
He's actually affected your self-confidence as well, hasn't he? Are you thinking of going down maybe a different path or doing two jobs as well? As I've got a shaking of hands here for a job. Don't have a problem with that. But I feel as though I've got a crossroads here. So are you thinking of going into something different or something as well as?
I want to do something different than what I did before. So I'm very open to change.
Okay. The change is coming. It's showing here that I've got choices and decisions to be made. They are showing here that they're giving me the car for you to get in, so for you to actually go to this job. So this job may be slightly out of your area. Does that make sense? It may mean that you have to travel. So you may have been looking at a certain job in a certain area, try and broaden the horizon. So you're looking just that little bit wider. Does that make sense?
Yeah, distance doesn't make a difference. I'm willing to travel for it. So I'm open to the area.
Well, it is showing there's a job coming in. I don't have a problem with that. I do feel as though it is something different because they're telling me to take a risk with it. Okay, so there's a job coming up. Either I want to go, this is the next 7 to 8 weeks, or it's within the next 7 to 8 months. They're showing the job coming in for you that either is across water, so you may have to travel across water to it, or it's a situation where you're going to have to take a risk. But they are showing stars around this, and there's a particular gentleman there the people that are there are really nice, because I do see a little bit of worry there before you go for an interview or before you go for the job. But I do see I do see you being very busy, and possibly this is two things to this job. Does that make sense? So you may be doing, there may be two things that you're doing within the job that you're going for.
Okay.
But I do feel as though the people here are nice. Big changes coming in for you, lovey. Big, big changes.
Corinne, I'm cutting in, Katie. It's just that I'm being nagged, and I'm being nagged by a female on the other side. That what Corinne, I'm not disagreeing with Katie. I'm just offering a different point of view. It's like Corinne has never ever considered working for herself or setting herself up as a line manager, a manager. It's something that I'm having to emphasize, and I feel I'm from a mother's point of view here, Corinne. So I feel I've got your mum here. That you don't consider yourself that you can work for yourself, do you?
Yeah, I don't know what I would do. I don't know. I have no idea what I would do.
But it's a scenario of that life, fate, destiny has twisted your arm to consider wherever you go, the type of person that you are, you're going to come across people who are going to oppose you. It's not because you're a nasty person, I'm not saying that. It's just that the open-hearted, genuine type of person that you are, you will meet with opposition. And all I'm going to actually, it's a clash of personalities, I'm being told. Okay, fine. I'm being interjected here. Would your mum have been a little bit outspoken, please? Your mother have been a little bit outspoken, because I'm being interrupted here.
Yeah, that's my mom.
Right, she's just saying that Corinne doesn't cope with clash of personalities very well. And if she worked for herself, and she's the only one that she would have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, she would be absolutely fine. She would be a little bit bored, but she wouldn't have these clash of personalities. Now, I don't know how much sense that makes, but that has been literally rammed down into my mind here.
I understand.
But it's a case that there's been a series of clash of personalities, and she's just wanting you to at least have this, I don't know, she's just literally saying, calm, peace of mind. Then you don't have to worry each day. What's that person saying? Or why is that person doing that? Not that you are paranoid. She doesn't want to give the impression to anyone that you're paranoid, because you are not. It's just this scenario of you open your heart and your soul to everybody.
Mm-hmm, that's true. I just don't know what I would do if I was self-employed and if I can generate enough money to live comfortably.
Well, this, I feel, is where Katie was mentioning about the two jobs. I'm sorry for cutting in before, Katie.
No, it's fine.
This woman was like, I mean, I'm sure Corinne will confirm that this is what her mum would have been like. She was waiting for a queue and she's gone, no, oh, sorry, I'm coming in now. But I feel there are two income streams here. There would be your conventional thing. You would do your part-time thing working for yourself. And then when you're working for yourself, has got sufficient finance, you can drop the other one off.
Is there any way you can work from home, Corinne?
I'm open to work from home. I'm very open to that. But, Katie, how am I going to connect with the job that you saw for me? How will I find it? Will I find it on the Internet or...
Okay, think of that and say stop.
Stop.
Okay. Right, I feel as though this is with, I'm seeing a group of people. Now, over here we have job centres, or there's a place that on the Internet it would be run by more than one person. Does that make sense?
I understand.
I do feel as though it's the next 8 to 9 weeks are pivotal for you, and I do feel there's been a lot of repressed anger to do with leaving where you are at the moment. The job. Again, they're showing me, it's strange, it doesn't matter how many times, they're showing me you being in the driving seat. So this is you actually connecting the energy. I'm being shown a large building here, a large white building, and it is showing me now communication with a lady and also communication with a man. So that tells me the Internet. It is showing me there's a shaking of hands to do with jobs if you were to work from home this year, as well as, you know, trying to start your own business. It's really, really lucky for you to actually work from home this year. But I have got a shaking of hands, and I can only give you what I'm being given, and I am very honest and very spiritual. I do feel that the next 2 months are going to be pivotal for you, and it is showing me you filling forms out as well. And it's almost like I want to say within 2 years there's a step up, either promotion or there's some sort of step up within this job that you get. Does that make sense?
Okay, sure.
So it's either promotion or pay rise.
Mike, do you want to add? I know Mike's been the silent partner here for a minute, Katie. Mike, have you got anything to just add to our caller, to Corinne, just before we finish off?
Yeah,
Mike.
Hiya, Matthew. Hiya, Corinne. How are you doing there?
Hi there, Mike.
Okay, well, as you probably know, the way that I work, I link to spirit and bring through the communication. And, you know, the minute that Matthew said that we'll do a bit of a round table, excuse me, I did have something that was communicating there. So if it's okay, I'll go along with this and see what comes out with it. Is that okay with you, Colin?
Yes. Oh, yeah, please.
Because I know I've got a lady that joins us here from the spirit world. Unless she makes a step into my vibration here, I believe that she links to your mum's side of your family. I do believe that she wants to wrap her arms around me tight. So this would symbolize it to me, a mum or a grandmum, as she makes her way here from the spirit world. I know that she would be a lady that makes her way that she suffered quite greatly within her body before she passes on to the spirit world there. I know that she talks to me about the weight that she would have lost, because I know that she's saying to me, I lost lots of weight. And I can see this within her face and within her body as well, as she's going home to the spirit world there. She does talk to me as well about being confined and restricted, because I know I'm seeing her sat down. And I do believe that the latter part of her life, that she would have been like that, so she would have been confined and restricted there towards the end of her life. Do you understand of this lady for me there, please, Corinne, in the spirit world?
Well, that wasn't my mom or grandma. That had to be my aunt, because she had cancer, and within months she was taken.
Ah, bless her. Okay, now don't give me any more information, so long as you understand her. But she would have been very close there to you. So she was an aunt. She would have been like a, not just an aunt that was, you know, some down the road. She would have been a close aunt there to you. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I know that she comes into the vibration here, and she makes me, see, it's this weight loss, she makes me aware. So you would understand that she would have lost lots of weight over a short distance of time, is that right?
Yes.
Yes, okay, bless her, because I know that she's coming into the vibration here, Corrie, and she says to me that, you know, that you've been getting yourself all worked up of late there, is that right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and she talks to me of the hurt, the upset, the tears. I believe that there's someone that has hurt you of late that's now in your vibration. So I don't know whether that's somebody of, like you've had cross words with someone, or whether that there's someone that has upset you of late. And she tells me, you know, you've just had to, like, pick yourself up, dust yourself off and get on with it. Do you understand that this is a condition that you've had to do lately within your life there, Colin?
I understand it. It hasn't happened of recent, but 3 years ago, that is what still upsets me till today, yes.
Perfect, okay, because I know that it's upsetting you, okay, and that's what she talks about. It's not been able to move on from it, okay, because mm-hmm. every time that something goes on in your life, every time that there's an upset, it always comes flooding back to you, okay? And she talks to me about that we have to release it, have to let it go, because it's affecting you in every way it possibly can in your life, because physically, mentally, I believe that it's left like some, and please, I don't mean this like a physical scar, but it's left a scar, it's left an emptiness within inside yourself get my teeth in a minute. Did you have move on from? And she talks to me, it's been a difficult uphill journey there for you, okay?
Yeah.
I know I want to go a little bit faster here, because I know that, you know, there's probably lots of people online there. But I know that she talks to me of a gentleman I have to talk to you about. There's a gentleman in the spirit world that wants to make his connection here as well. And I believe that he links to your dad's side of your family. And I know when this gentleman was here with us that he carries a bit of weight before he passes home to the spirit world there. He would be a gentleman that's a very thick set man in his build of when he was here with us. He keeps complaining to me about his feet and about the most funny thing, but his toes. He keeps saying, my feet and my toes kept hurting me. Now, obviously, I don't feel that's what he passed with, but I believe he wants me to, and I'm not going to rub his toes. There's no way. But for some reason, that's what he wants me to do, is to rub his feet and his toes, because that's what he would have done towards the end of his life. Do you understand if this gentleman left me on the dad's side?
I don't, but my granddad is in spirit, but I don't understand the toes.
Okay, and would you understand that your granddad would have carried a bit of weight before he passed as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And would I be right in saying to you, with your granddad, when he passed, it was quite sudden in the end, because he makes me aware, even though that he suffered, it was quite sudden in the end, because he says to me, I wasn't meant to be over here so quick.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Perfect. See, because it's your granddad and your grandmom steps close into the vibration. And, you know, in some way, I believe that they're going to be like a set of crutches, if you like a support at you, one either side aiding you through this point of your life at the moment. You know, the words I want to say to you is chin up. You know, it can only get better. Once we hit bottom, the only way to go is up. Do you understand that there, Corin?
Yes, I do.
Bless your heart, because I know that that's what they've come to say to me there. I'm going to hand you back over to Matt there and say thank you for allowing me to have the privilege of communicating.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, Corin. You basically had three readings in one there. Now, what I'm going to say is that, like I say to all our callers, you can get a copy of your reading if you wait till the end of the show and you can download it. You can get a copy of it. So I'm going to say, well, thank you so much for calling in this evening. It was wonderful talking to you.
Thank you, all three of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye,
it's a pleasure. I think we'll just have another music break. So, Ken, if we can have our next piece of music, please. And then we'll be straight back. That was a song by Queensryche. It was off one of their last albums. Pardon me. I just thought I'd just slip that one in. Mr. Davis, I believe you are the cause of the echo that Katie had to put up with about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, you know, Matthew and Katie, I do apologize about that.
Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, the problem is, see, Katie, you know, well, it's not a problem. It was just, you know, normally before I do a radio show, obviously I set the studio up because obviously we got a wonderful producer, Ken, in the studio tonight, in Studio 2. But in Studio 1, because I normally set up prior, I didn't really have much time to set up. So that's why you had a bit of echo. So I do apologize profusely to you because Studio 1 was maybe affecting Studio 2. But, you know, it settles after a few seconds.
I work on live television. I'm used to anything.
Yeah, well.
It's live radio, isn't it? I mean, live TV,
I used to do live radio every week and live TV, so I'm used to it. It's no problem.
Well, it's a good job that you are used to, Katie.
We are all professionals on here, and Mr. Davis, you've got your voice back.
Well, Matthew, I have. It's not 100%, but it's more like, you know, maybe 90% somewhere around there.
Because I know when I last spoke to you, God, I didn't even recognise your voice.
Well, I sounded like a bit of like a chipmunk, you know. I thought I was going to call myself Alvin for a couple of weeks. you know, it did sound pretty dreadful, really.
I know, but and I know you had to cancel your show last week. I know as well because you were really bad, which I know we sent you some healing last week, because I know it's most unusual for you to actually not do your show, so you were really bad, and I know you were really bad because I spoke to you over the weekend, and
yeah.
Oh, we were really feeling for you when we were talking to you.
Well, Matthew, you know, when I went back on air yesterday, the first thing I done was apologize to all the listeners and callers. You know, that's the first time in over 3 years I failed to do a show.
I know that's why I said I know what a tough, and I'm saying it in the nicest possible way and all in the best possible taste, Mr. Davis, but you're a bit of a tough cookie, aren't you?
Well, okay.
I mean, because you're a bricky, and you've got to be on building sites in snow and ice, and you've got to be tough. You see, I'm just taking the mic out of you, Mr. Davis. That's all.
I know. And you know, Matthew, all in good faith. You know, I take it all in my stride, as you know. You know, actually, Matthew, it's been snowing here today, and as you would understand, I've been up on the gable ends building the gable.
Oh Jesus! Oh my God! With the snow, yeah. You know, I got that vision of you freezing your red underpants off.
I was just thinking, this is a family show.
I know. I'm sure everybody's out over 18 who's listening, but
let's hope. But you know, let me explain to maybe Katie and the rest of the listeners what the gable ends is, because you know, only somebody in the trade would understand what a gable end is.
Oh, I know what the gable ends are.
You know, Katie, do you?
I do, but you won't get me on them.
I bet every one of our listeners are like, what is a gable end?
And most of the gable ends in Blackpool in the old Victorian buildings are all shored up to stop them falling down, I seem to remember.
Well, the gable ends, I can assure you, they've been built by myself, like the rest of the house is built by
myself. Won't fall down.
They won't fall down. But the gable ends, for the purpose of the listener, that is the right to the top, you know, where it goes up as a triangle, where the roof is. I've been up the top of the house, building the top of them. And Matthew, you are right. But it wasn't red underpants, I can assure you. But, you know, it was cold.
I see you should be wearing red socks and red gloves.
Red socks? Well,
I bet you were wearing a red nose, though.
Well, that was inevitable, the red nose. I couldn't help that one.
Everyone's gonna have a vision of Mike as this Bob the Builder with the red nose on. Oh dear me, what have we set off? I think on that note we'll take our next caller. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to delegate Mike as the first of the three. I'm taking a back seat, everyone, a little bit this week because I'm knackered. I've had 9 hours sleep in 48 hours, so I'm just
good.
I'm pulling the because I'm the host, I can sit back in the back seat and make my guests work. And that's what I'm doing tonight. But I'm sure Mike will make up for it. I'm sure he will do an absolutely blazing job. I know Katie has been doing so. Anyway, enough of my dulcet tones. 817, are you there, please?
Hello.
Hi, 817, what's your name, please?
Kerry.
Hi, is that Kerry? Did you say Kerry?
Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. I'll just hand you over to Mike. Where are you calling from, Sherry?
Wisconsin.
Okay, I'll just hand you over to Mike. Mike, are you there? You're ready for to take this call, aren't you? Yes, yes, you are.
Always ready, me, Matthew.
No worries.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Now, you seem very, very quiet. So if you can just speak up just a little bit louder, Sherry, that would be absolutely perfect. What was the reason that you called in for, Sherry?
Well, I just wanted to see what you saw for me in the near future.
Okay, well, my forte, Sherry, is to link to the spirit world, okay, to allow the communication to come forward. So if that's okay, I can do that for you. Is that all right?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Sherry, as I'm making a connection here, you know, the first thing I have there with you is a gentleman that makes his connection here with you. I believe that this gentleman would tie to your family. He makes me aware that his life was ended too quickly, that he went home to the spirit world so fast. I don't believe he was old. I believe he was more of a younger man. I believe maybe his later 40s, early 50s, maybe when he passed. I do believe, I want to say, it was some kind of like accident that this man went home to the spirit world with, because he says to me that he was meant to still be in this life. Now, as I said, I believe that he links in your family somewhere. I'm not sure where, which side him in it, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that we understand him. He makes me aware that I want to be like behind of a wheel of a car or a truck or something there, because I don't want to be behind of a wheel. I believe I was involved in some kind of road accident when he passed home to the spirit world. And in some way, you know, he makes me aware as if, as I was just talking, as Matthew was talking about me being up on the gable ends there as a bricklayer, I believe that this man would have been in some kind of trade himself, because I believe I want to go and get my tools here with him, because we would get on quite well with my tools and his tools. So I know that he would have been in some kind of trade when he was US. Do you understand who I have there with me there?
Not really. There's only one person I can think of. You know, in that age range, that died behind a wheel of a vehicle, but it wasn't an accident. It was suicide, and it was a friend and not a family member.
Okay, that's fine. Now, would you understand that he would have been in some kind of trade himself?
I don't know.
Okay. Let me give you a better description of him, okay? Because if he is a family member, sorry, if he is a friend more than a family member, then that's fine. And if it was suicide rather than an accident, then that's fine, because you know sometimes you know they will come through and just give us the information that you understand, okay? Now, would you understand if I said to you that he was quite a well-built gentleman before he passed on to the spirit world? Is that right?
Yes.
And would you understand if I said to you that before he passed, he talks to me that he had lots of issues going around his life. There was lots of family around him there. There was lots of, he had so much that he had to do and not enough time to do things in. Would you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. Then it seems to be as if it's this gentleman who makes a communication. Okay, you know, I just said that he's a friend and not a family. Would I be right in saying to you that he would be like a closely connected friend to you, or a closely connected friend to your family? Is that right?
At the time, he was closely connected to me, yes.
Absolutely perfect, okay? Because I know that he comes through and he wants to make a connection there with you at the moment, okay? Now, as he talks to me there about that there was lots of things going on in his life, I want to pass that bit on to you at the minute. So would you understand that there's lots going on around your life at the moment that you feel pulled and pushed from one direction to the other at the minute there, Sherry? Do you understand of this?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, and I know that he makes me aware that it's pulling you down, it's getting you quite exhausted, it's getting you quite tired of that condition and situation yourself. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
See, and he makes me aware of that there's been hurt, there's been upset, there's been emotion there with you. Do you understand of the emotion that's been there with you?
Yes.
Okay. See, because he says to me there that he understands of where you are in life at the moment, okay? And he just wants to be around your vibration to say to you, you know, it can be okay. We can bounce back from this. Now, for some reason, he makes me aware of, like, financial things that's going on. So I don't know whether it's to do with, like, work situation or something, or the finances is out of control. Also, do you understand why he would make me aware of that?
Yes, because I've been unemployed for 2 years and trying really hard to find work, and I can't do it.
Okay,
and I recently moved home with my family because of that, and I've just been very unhappy.
Okay. See, well, you know, he's made his communication here to say to you that he's been in your life. He understands of what's going on there, okay? And, you know, as I said to the last caller there, that, you know, once we hit bottom, the only way to go is up, isn't it? Okay, and this is what he wants me to say there to you, okay? That once we hit that bottom, it's time to work our way back up. And I believe in some way that you have been trying to claw your way back up. Now, would I be right in saying to you that you've been sending, I know in America that you call it resumes, in the UK we call it CVs. So would you understand you've been sending your resumes off to different companies at the moment, is that right?
Yes, a lot. And I've been trying to figure out if there's a certain job, a title that I should be focusing on, if there's a certain area I should be focusing on. You know, mostly I've been trying to focus on where I used to live because I would like to relocate back, or, you know, maybe California or Florida. I just, a lot of times, feel lost.
Sherry, can I actually interrupt here? I'm sorry, Mike. It's just, it's funny. It's like it's my cue, because I was trying to work out a line of work for Sherry. Have you ever been involved in mediation or counselling or any way you can offer advice to people, even on a phone line where you've got to resolve people's issues, or a resolution service? This is what the kind of work I was getting with you. I don't know why, but that's what I was being given.
I was in social work for quite a few years, but I really got so burnt out on it. I don't want to do it anymore. I just don't feel like I have the energy to help people anymore. Like, I just want to focus on myself and find something that, you know, can make me happy and financially be profitable to me.
Well, all I'm aware of is I've got a gentleman and a lady. They are definitely grandparents, and they definitely come together, and they're saying you've got to go with where your forte is. You've got to re-represent yourself with the forte, and that's dealing with people and dealing with people's problems, and you finding the energy. And as far as a location is concerned, for some reason they want to put you in the farmer's belt or the farming belt or the dairy belt, because I'm definitely seeing farrowed fields. I'm definitely seeing where all the farming zone is, and I don't know what part of the world of America that is, but that is the two things that are actually showing me.
Unfortunately, that's where I am right now, and I don't want to be here. I'm doing everything I can to get out.
So you're trying to get out of that. You're trying to extract yourself and put yourself somewhere else. Without
right.
much success. Right. My feeling is the way it's been expressed to me, I know I've got a grandfather who he's scratching his head, and he at the back of his head, and this would have been a prominent reaction of him when he was thinking, because that's the way I'm doing this. It's about putting pen to paper. I can't place you elsewhere this year, but it is not being ruled out. That's the emphasis that I'm being given. Don't get frustrated. You've not got to be frustrated. You've got to keep pushing forward, but don't be shocked if it is this helping of people. That is what your forte is, that you will end up finding. You'll get a response from a resume, basically. That's the way I put it. It's not going to place you elsewhere in the States as yet, but don't have that as a disappointment, because it may well be a company that has offices elsewhere in America.
Okay.
That's the wording. That's the wording that I've got. And just before we pull away, and I'm sorry that I've taken you right out of the equation, Mike, but Katie, do you want to just quickly, briefly add something to this for Sherry?
Yeah, I feel in the end, I feel as though California is going to be the place really for you, hon. They are showing here that I've got a barrier up with regard to communication at the moment, finding it really hard work. I do get exhaustion around you at the moment and a lot of reflecting on where you're going. What I need from you, you have come to a natural ending where you are, but what I need from you is your date of birth, just so I can see where you're going.
9/23.
Sorry, 23rd of September, 1970. Okay, let's see where you are. Right, again, you know, it's strange that the programs like this and the ones that I work on, we tend to attract very spiritual people, and you must feel spirit around you. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. You are, in fact, what we call a 22, very high. But one of the problems is that we have with this is that we can go very, very low, if not depressed at times. And it's almost no matter how high you aim for, you will never actually feel as though you have attained. You could attain more. You are, in fact, right up until September, you are in, like the other lady, you are in a year of endings at the moment. And a year of endings, it really is a time whereby it's a huge, huge transformation area. It's another stage on the wheel of life. And there is no transformation without that. A little bit of discomfort here. Now, they are showing me hard work around you looking for employment at the moment, and they are showing me you withdrawing into yourself and going depressed. Is this correct?
Yes.
Right, okay. Right. Think of the job situation and say stop.
Stop.
See, the job, your path in life, lovey, is to show the world it can be a better place with whatever tools that you have. So if you were a builder, you would be building schools. Very good at management. What type of job do you do?
Most of my job history is in social work. I've been really focusing on auditing jobs because I did that for quite a few years in one of my last jobs, and I did enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. I feel as though you are in the correct job. You're just not in the correct place or with the correct people at the moment. You are in your most spiritual year, so it is really, really important that you listen to your intuition, because as I'm being shown things here, I've got more money going out than there is coming in at the moment. I feel as though you're being torn in two different directions. You feel as though time's actually running out for you as well. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes.
And also looking upon people as though they've got everything and you're losing everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, bless. All right, I'll do some work on you afterwards when I get off. It's almost like you've got a fear of actually going for anything now because of you're frightened of the rejection that you're going to get. Okay. Well, it is showing there's a job coming in here, but I do feel as though it is within the same. I mean, I am being shown a building which would be either some sort of thing to do with the job that you're already doing. I don't feel as though I want you out of the job. I just want you out of the area. Unfortunately, California, that was where I would want to put you, but it's not ready for you. If you were to go there at the moment, it wouldn't work. It's almost like you are in a period of time now where you are in a tunnel, so to speak. And, you know, they're showing me you sat at a desk with your head in your hands. It is a job whereby it's sort of taking a risk, and I do feel it's quite male orientated in this job, but there is status within this job. But it's almost there's a part of you that wants something, and then there's a part of you that's frightened of doing it. Now, they are showing me new beginnings with emotions around it, taking a chance. There's choices coming in for you. I don't feel it's yet, but it's showing not going backwards at all. There's a door open here and I'm being shown you going through it. not without a little bit of anxiety attached to it, but it is showing there's a job at the end for you. But I feel as though it's within this job area. Have you thought of contacting people to do with this job area to see if there's something slightly different or in a different, maybe slightly different area?
I've made all the connections that I have. I apply for any kind of auditing position that, you know, could utilize my skills. I've also applied for, like, administrative positions, like assistant positions, but, you know, something in me just tells me that's not it. I wouldn't be happy. I just really think, you know, for me to be happiest is, like, in an auditing type of position. And I've actually...
That is a good job for you, I have to say, because it's amazing the amount of 22s that I have in auditing positions. So that is the right job. You are quite fixed in your ways. If you know something's right, then you are quite fixed in where you're going, and there's no pushing, no shoving with you. And as I said before, the energy around a 22 is very Capricorn, and you're prepared to work at something to get what you want. Now, I'm being shown the next 4 weeks and the next 4 months are pivotal with you, and they are showing me celebration. So there is a job, but there's a fear here, because as I'm looking at you, I'm being shown you with your fingers in your mouth and like sitting down with your elbow and then your fingers in your mouth. I've got you behind, almost behind a door, like you're frightened to go out. Looking at what you've had in the past, it is a case of there are new beginnings coming in for you. But it's not quite ready at the moment. And I do see you staring at money. And it's almost as though the money's going out the door. I feel
Katie,
as though...
We're called for time, unfortunately. And we're in our last... I'll let you finish, Katie, sorry.
There is a job there, honey, but I feel as though I want to just say to you, I need you revving up again. So just have a look at yourself in the mirror. Have a look at your CV. We need it's back to the drawing board.
Okay.
Okay, Sherry, has that been a help? Because we're in our last little zone in the 2 hour slot, so I'm sorry if I'm interrupted you in midstream there, Katie. It's just that we've got about 5 minutes left.
That's fine, honey. No worries.
Sorry. Sherry, has that been a help for you?
Yes and no.
All I'm going to say is thank you for calling in, Sherry. You can get a copy of your readings from the archives. And if you need an extended insight into your reading, please feel free to contact one of us. We all do Skype readings. We all do long distance readings. Just find out our details. My website is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Katie, your website?
KatieKeelyPsychic.co.uk, and you are in a year of new beginnings from your birthday. It's a really bad year, the year 9 that you're in, I'm afraid, but it's transformation.
Mike, what's your website, please?
It's www.mikedavismedium.com.
Okay, thank you, Sherry. Anybody who wants any extended readings with either myself, Mike, or Katie, please come over to one of our websites and make a connection with us. We are all there available for you. Thank you, guest.
Well, Matthew,
sorry, Mike.
If people do want readings, they can simply go to www.mikespirit.fm there's a page in there that says request a reading. And when you do that, you can just simply request which host that you want the reading to do that reading. So that's quite simple.
And we're all on Facebook.
We are.
That's true. And your Facebook page, Katie?
Katie Keeley, I think it's Katie Keeley Medium.
Yours, Mike?
Mike Davis Medium.
And mine, I've got one of those fancy Facebook shortened search things. It's MJ Medium, all in capital letters. It's been phenomenal having you both on this evening.
Pleasure.
Yeah,
it's been an awesome show. It's gone too quickly. 2 hours is not enough.
No, it's not.
Matthew, don't
it's
start
brilliant.
With...
talking to you, Katie. It was fantastic having you on the show. And Mike, as always, it's awesome having Mike Davis on the show. It's been a brilliant evening, and I hope our listeners have enjoyed themselves this evening. Even though I'm a little bit croaking, a little bit tired, and I keep emphasising it, I still hope that Conversations with Spirit has been a good experience for everyone. And with that, I think we shall have our outplay, Ken. I think we might have a time for the piece of music and the goodbye as well. So let's that's it. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.